A big goal in Amber Lakin's life is to ring this bell someday. The bell is in the lobby of a nonprofit called Central City Concern in Portland. It means that someone has found permanent employment. Lakin is working toward that goal in an office just behind that lobby. She helps fill orders and arrange deliveries for the organization's coffee roasting business.
I definitely make more than my food stamps and my TANF combined.
TANF is what welfare is called now. It stands for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. The program where Lakin works is a way for people like her to learn basic office skills with the goal of eventually landing a full-time job. The training and the paycheck she's getting here is part of Oregon's plan to help welfare recipients become self-sufficient. It's a dramatic turnaround for the 28-year-old.
I didn't have a dollar to my name.
Lakin says a few years ago she was addicted to meth and trapped in an abusive relationship.
He controlled everything that I had, how I had it, how much I had, and I had exhausted every single resource as far as like friends and family to be able to help me, and it got to the point that they wouldn't help me anymore.
Lakin got into a drug treatment program. She also applied for TANF, and she says that gave her the financial independence she needed to break free from the abusive partner.
And it was able to then help pay for my rent. It was able to help pay for, like, my transportation.
Lakin credits her case manager with the Oregon Department of Human Services for helping to bring some order to her chaotic life. The agency's Kim Fredland says developing a meaningful relationship with TANF recipients is one of the program's goals. In fact, the state is no longer calling them case managers. The new job title is family coach.
A coach's role is really about encouragement. It's about helping to challenge someone when they're struggling with something, teaching them, and really helping them move forward.
And Fredland says that Oregon is trying to run the program more like a for-profit business. Case in point, virtually everyone who walks in the door is helped in 30 minutes or less.
We are delivering a service to them. It's not pizza. It's a much more important service, but we do deliver a service that, you know, can impact people's lives pretty dramatically.
Fredland says the change even extends to the physical appearance of field offices.
When I first started with the department 25 years ago, you would walk in and they had the bulletproof glass and the little round circle where you would talk to the receptionist.
Now the lobbies have a more open floor plan and better lighting. The agency's commitment to the program is backed up by state lawmakers. Last year, the Oregon legislature used savings from the drop in caseloads following the recession to raise income thresholds and allow more people to stay on longer.
It's not as bad here as some other states, but we still have a stubborn poverty rate.
Chuck Sheketoff is head of the Oregon Center for Public Policy, a left-leaning think tank in Portland. The state's poverty rate is right around the national average, but nearly half of its families with children in poverty receive TANF benefits. That's well above the national average, and one of the main reasons Oregon's venture into welfare reform is considered successful. Still, Sheketoff thinks the state should make it easier for people to get on the program, but he gives the state credit for at least preserving the basic concepts behind welfare.
Clinton said he was going to end welfare as we know it, and some states just ended welfare. And that was wrong, and that was heartless.
Nationally, there are about 4.1 million people on federally funded cash assistance programs. But Kathy Eden, a poverty expert at Johns Hopkins University, says that number doesn't tell the whole story.
Half of those are in just two states, California and New York, meaning that in many states across the United States, there is virtually no welfare system at all.
But that's certainly not the case in Oregon, where about 54,000 adults and children live in households receiving TANF benefits. And for recipients who take part in the state's job training program, a high percentage are able to move off TANF altogether. People like Amber Lakin, for whom the welfare system was key to getting her back in the workforce. It also gave her the stability she needed to regain custody of her son, who's getting ready to enter kindergarten this fall.
You know, like my son today tells me like I'm a good mom and that, you know, he loves me and that I'm so pretty, or, you know, he just tells me all these things. And especially a child that's been in and out of foster care, it's hard to imagine that they would ever feel that way about me.
And Lakin says for her, that's the biggest victory of all. I'm Chris Lehman in Portland.